USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady visited a memorial at the site of Saturday's deadly mass shooting in Buffalo. 10 people were killed at the Tops Market in what authorities are calling a racially motivated hate crime. The gunman has been charged with first-degree murder, and other charges are expected to be filed. Congress is holding the first public hearing on UFOs in about 50 years. The last hearing in 1969 focused on the findings of a government study called Project Blue Book. Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence Scott Bray tells a House Intelligence Subcommittee that many UFOs are ultimately able to be identified, but some remain unsolved.
We have no material. We have detected no emanations within the UAP task force that would suggest it's anything non-terrestrial.
USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Voters in five states, including the Keystone State, are heading to the polls on Tuesday.
Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman said over the weekend that he suffered a stroke on Friday and that he would be off the campaign trail for the near future, including his campaign's election night rally. The 52-year-old is the clear frontrunner in the Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Republican Pat Toomey. The health challenge is not expected to evaporate his consistent double-digit polling lead over Congressman Connor Lamb, his main primary rival. Most of the action has been on the GOP side of the contest, with Dr. Mehmet Oz and Dave McCormick trading blows via TV ads and a late surge by pundit Kathy Barnett. But it's Oz who has the Trump endorsement in the race. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Elon Musk says his $44 billion bid for Twitter can't move forward until the company is more clear about how many of its accounts are fake. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant-kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
The Supreme Court ruled Monday that a law limiting how much money earned after an election campaigns can repay loans with is unconstitutional. The 6-3 ruling sided with Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, who was at the center of the case after loaning his campaign $260,000, $10,000 above the legal limit. Cruz explains why the ruling will help make it a lot easier for challengers to take on career politicians.
It becomes a lot easier for citizens to say, all right, I'm fed up with the direction our country is going, and I'm going to go campaign and throw the bums out. And the more of that you have, the stronger our democracy is.
A law enforcement official is looking into how two Utah police officers handled the traffic stop involving Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie before she disappeared and was found in Wyoming dead. A lawyer representing Petito's family is blaming the officers for Petito's death, saying in a statement, the officer's failure to understand or follow the requirements of the law left Gabby defenseless with her abuser and resulted in the lost opportunity to avoid this preventable tragedy. The NBA Conference Finals will get started with the Heat hosting the Celtics for Game 1 in Miami. In San Francisco, the Western Conference Finals will begin Wednesday as the Warriors host the Mavericks for Game 1. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.